Good morning. It's great to be back.
Good morning, Sensei.
This is a haiku by Basho. The temple bell stops, but the sound keeps coming out of the flowers. The temple bell stops, but the sound keeps coming out of the flowers. Now, this haiku has a variety of understandings by a variety of people, so I'm going to share with you how I see it. So there's two aspects of this. The one is the bell, and the other is the flowers. And so the bell stops, but there is still sound. Even though the bell stops, there is still sound. So the sound right now is still present. It just hasn't been activated. It just hasn't been brought to life. So all it takes is a striker. But even though it has stopped now, the sound is still present. It just needs to be actualized. Now you can say the same thing about the flowers. The lovely fragrance of a flower is present, but it doesn't become actualized until spring appears. So spring and the striker are the same thing. So the sound of the bell is always present, even when it is not being rung. And this is what Dogen meant when he said, "We don't practice to attain enlightenment. We practice because we are already enlightened." And that's very important to understand for our practice. We don't practice to attain enlightenment. We practice because we are already enlightened. So it's a mistake if we practice, if we sit, to do it with the point of view that we want to attain something. That's a trap. Just take a moment and see if you can hear the sound being present. So the bell is perfect and complete just as it is. It doesn't lack anything. Now in our practice, a lot of times we forget this and we don't realize it. That each one of us is perfect and complete no matter what stage of practice we're in. And the nature of practice is to help us realize what is already there. That the sound is already present. The fragrance is already present. That enlightenment is already present. Our true nature is with us all the time. It's not something we go out and look for, try and find. The practice is to express that truth. So part of this is that we practice day after day and we deal with whatever comes up, but we let go of expectations and desire to attain something. It's just a matter of being present. And in Zen we call this "And is that so?" mind. Something comes up. Ah, is that so? And it's very same, or it is the same thing as bearing witness. It is what it is, and there's no desire. You don't need to have the desire to change it or to make it something else. Just simply be present to what it is that comes up. And this slow day after day sitting is revealing what is already true, revealing our true nature. Now, Suzuki Roshi had I love this little way of explaining it about thoughts. The stories that we make get in the way of what I've been talking about. And so he says the way that you do it is you imagine that the front door is open and the back door is open. And the thoughts enter the front door. And as they're passing through, do not invite them to stay for dinner. You just let them pass through and go out the back. And that's how we deal with thoughts. We don't hold on to them. We don't invite them to stay. We don't get captivated by them. We're just sitting, and just as it is, we let them float through. Now, this is another metaphor that I love. So here, this incense stick is my true nature. And so I place it in the flame to realize it, to realize my true nature. This is a little poem by Basho. Sitting quietly, doing nothing, spring comes and the grass grows by itself. Sitting quietly, doing nothing, spring comes and the grass grows by itself. Now this poem is a simple and direct expression of the way of things, and this includes our practice. We must allow things to unfold on their own, in their own way, and that includes our spiritual practice. And this is another short poem by a poet named Stonehouse. He might have been also a teacher, I don't remember anymore. Like a drifting cloud, bound by nothing, I just let go to the whim of the wind. That's beautiful. That's a beautiful expression of how we practice, or how we can practice. Like a drifting cloud, bound by nothing, I just let go to the whim of the mind. So I'm going to read it one more time. But what I'd like you to do is see if you can embody this poem, but not through a story that you tell yourself about it as I read it. Try and take it through your body. Try and feel the drifting and the floating and being unbound and the letting go to the whim of the mind. Feel that. Take that into your body. So one more time. Like a drifting cloud, bound by nothing, just let go to the whim of the wind. So when we sit, we can allow our body to just breathe, allow thoughts to pass through, as I said, without inviting them to stay. And this is what we call just sitting, the grass growing by itself. And this poem to me is just a beautiful expression of how to be free, how to be unencumbered by thoughts or distractions. Just simply being free, being present to what is, bearing witness to what is. And when I read it, I could feel this relief in my body. It's like, ah. So, thank you.